This is the LBC Sunset Lake meeting for Wednesday, March 26th at 1 p.m.
Very easy, Kat. Doing roll call.
Yeah.
Matt, myself?
Yeah, we're here.
All present.
Yeah, sorry.
You gotta have the approval of
January. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that one. Aye.
Aye.
And the biggest thing you gotta do is approve the 2024 draft of the financials. Did you guys get to look at those?
I did. I'll make a motion.
I will second.
And I guess any other business, we had talked about resolve or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we ever?
We had a big conversation with the attorneys, and then they were emailing me what we, you know, to start it and everything.
What did they email you exactly? Because I thought they were supposed to be sending us...
Yeah, I just wanted to be able to look at something so that we would know, you know, effects of...
Well, they were just basically emailing me, asking me if I wanted to start the process.
Oh, so they were just asking, so they didn't provide you with any...
That's it. I haven't got it.
Any information.
Yeah, because I think what we were looking for was context.
Yeah.
It's all we've seen, so... I wasn't, you know, going to answer back or whatever until, because you guys are going to take it back to the board and see what their feeling was and where we wanted to go and if we wanted to, where you guys wanted to go, if you wanted to take it back and start procedures with the company that's there or...
So the question I had was, right, like, and I think for the attorneys, and I thought that that's what we had told them, was we just wanted, you know, like, all right, you leave it alone, obviously we know what happens there, but... If you were to dissolve this organization, where does that leave us? What are the effects of that?
Right.
What steps we need to take, right? I think that was what we...
Yeah, cause there's
because
there's a pilot...
Like, before you make any decision, you should know down the line what we're looking at.
There's
want to jump into it without at least having some semblance of an idea.
Yeah, like how does that affect the pilot agreement that's in place?
Even if they want a meeting or anything like that to go over, I'd be happy to...
I mean, but we already...
When's he coming back? April 10th?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe April.
Yeah, and try to get Dave here so we have...
Because, I mean, we ought to know.
Well, I mean, we did ask them. We had that meeting with Harris Beach.
Back there,
and
that's what I thought.
And we did ask them.
Yeah.
And that's what I was...
They all around in circles, in my opinion. But, and then Joey come on and... that if it takes over, comes back to the county, and then it's up to the legislators to decide if they want to go forward to do something with his contract. I'm not sure if even the LBC can do something with his contract, if that's
right.
Where we want
to go. And I didn't, you know, I don't think it was anything even to do with that, but the way that it looked like to us, at least, or the way that we were looking at it, was essentially like, why... You know, since the county essentially holds all the liability anyway, and we're basically a pass-through, right? We're just paying the bills, really. And we're a pass-through for the county's money anyway. So if it's all going to come from the county end anyway, you know, our thought was to then just give it back to the legislature to be able to do these things, and you know, rather than having another committee, subcommittee, you know, working on this stuff. But again, like, we want to know what the...
Do you have any insight on...
So when we did consult with counsel, my understanding was that the consulting agreement does not get altered by the dissolution of the LDC because the consulting agreement is between the County of Sullivan and the consultant, which is Infinite Care. The lease carries over from the LDC to the county. So for me, the big question is that pilot agreement.
Right, and because that was what spurred this. As
right.
Yeah, it was the taxes.
The idea of the pilot was that if the county ever decided to sell that building, when the county builds things, they don't build it into compliance because they don't have to. And I think, don't hold me to this, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
What I thought was that they started a pilot to work with the town, so if the building and everything was sold, it would go smoother than not. Kind of that's what I got out of that conversation with the attorneys that day and what we were talking about. So, I mean, that's the other thing to look at.
I thought it was because of the tax situation.
Yes.
Like, I thought that's why the pilot was put in place, because when, you know, it got put back on the rolls, somebody said, ooh, you know, we didn't see that, you know, we got to do something to mitigate this.
So the pilot...
At the end of the day, we're now paying...
Yeah, the pilot agreement was...
Yeah, but he said that could be done without even dissolving the LDC. He could go back, all we have to do is say, hey, let's go back in and fight the town, you know, where that's going to be.
Right, and I'd rather not, you know, start fighting the town, right?
Right, well,
if they're willing to work with us.
You're going to be taking a hundred, how much is the pilot?
Well, there's about $100.
I'm talking about the town.
I'm sorry, there's $150 in about water and sewer fees that happen no matter who has possession of that building.
Yes.
So it's about $350,000 a year in school and property taxes. And the pilot was created not just, because it didn't really reduce the amount of the tax, but it's a 20-year agreement that then the new operator would be held to. So basically, it's a giveaway to the new owner, because they would be, you know, have this
lower tax rate
moving forward.
Yeah, that all happened prior to...
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's why we're just trying to peel it back now, right? Because then we had the appropriations come in, you know, we needed to do a budget mod to pay these taxes. And
yeah.
And, you know, we're sitting here looking at this like, well, is there something we can do to not have to, down the road, keep
Because this is the fourth
million.
Year that we're paying $350,000
right.
that the county would not have to pay.
And if it's not, you know, what, I mean, I'd like to save some money, if possible. So that, and I think, you know, we need a direction maybe from Harris Beach more so than you guys, because that's where the pilot is sitting. So, I mean, I'd just like to hear from them on implications, possibility, you know. But, I mean, if we can save a little money here, I don't see why we wouldn't.
The whole idea of the pilot is to minimize the money.
Well, that was a while ago, and here we are. So, you know, just something that I think, as a county, I would think we ought to look into. I know obviously this is different, but if we can do the same function and save ourselves a heck of a lot of money, I don't see why we wouldn't pursue that. But I want to know from Harris Beach what the implications are of going down that road. I don't foresee every possibility. I would assume they are able to better, from their perspective, tell us what the effects would or could be. So.
Maybe we could have another phone call set up with them.
Yeah, I'd
one more time before at the April meeting, so we're not sitting here blind.
Yeah,
making
and then
a
we
decision where we're going to go, if we're going to stay with the LDC or not.
Exactly.
I guess it's up to the majority of your board too, of where
exactly
they want to go.
But yeah, but if we don't have all the information, we don't have all the details, I wouldn't want to make a decision without all that, and I wouldn't ask anybody else to do it either. So
we had agreed to meet every other month.
Yes.
Last meeting.
Right.
So we're not set to meet again until May.
Right.
So if we want to set up a meeting, if we want maybe to get in touch with Dave and wait until Jim comes back with Harris Beach in April.
Yes.
I think that would be.
I'm thinking that's what we need.
Okay.
Everybody, so they can make it, you know,
informed.
What's going to be the best way to get rid of the pilot and stay with the LDC?
Exactly.
Dissolve the LDC, go back, and then it's up to the operator.
Yeah.
Whether you guys want to go with the operator that's there now, you know.
Yeah, but this way at least we know, and we know where we're laid
right.
out.
Make it.
Maybe it's fine the way it, you know, again, right? Like, we just got to, I'd rather have the information in front of us than... You know, but I'd be 100% in for that. You know, if we could set something up in April.
See if we can set when he gets back. Set up a
yeah.
Conference again.
Yeah, we can come here and.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We can come here. That would
we can come
the,
here
yeah.
and we can
in that room,
conference
yeah.
Harris Beach in.
Do that in the library if you want.
Okay.
It'll be warm.
Well, you know, at that point it'll be April. You know, we're
going back.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the worst snowstorms.
Oh, I know.
First two Fridays.
Yeah. So see if we can set up something after April 10th.
I believe that's when he said he's coming back.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday is the best day for me. Anyone of those three is good for me.
I don't have any issues. I at least that far out. Not yet. So
I'll just double check with Jim, And I'll get back to you, Lou.
Okay. That'll work. And I'll let Michelle know. I just, she's the contact for her.
Okay.
So I will let her.
She can set up something. You're right. Yep. Instead of trying to do it on a phone call where phones are breaking in and out, let's just do it in one room.
Yep. Straight shot.
Decide what we're going to do, and then we can go in May.
Yeah.
May meeting, at least, where we're all not sitting here saying, okay, what are we doing next month?
Yeah, exactly. That was my thought. So.
Speaking of the May meeting.
Yes.
I know we originally had said the first Wednesday. Is anyone opposed to moving it to the second Wednesday? I will be at finance school.
That's fine.
And yeah, but...
So, May 14th will work for everybody? Okay.
Yeah. Wait a second. Not at 1 o'clock, though.
Okay, what time's better?
I mean, we could do any other... 7th to the 9th, I'm just at NYSAC.
I could do 2. Yep. Does that work? Okay.
2?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I could get someone else...
I have my call with NYSAG on... on that day.
Here sometimes.
You don't get anything productive out of them anyway, so.
Well.
That works for me, and maybe we could get it. You have a whole board in the room where we can sit down and talk to the attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We probably don't want the chair, right? Chair lady? Or should we just do it at us?
I think we'll just do it with us, yeah. We'll just
and
make an LDC.
And then we can bring it back
this
to
way
them.
Yeah. Get into a,
yeah. Or we don't get off track or anything else. At least we know, you know, we're asking X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Well, technically, we're the ones who are responsible for the LDC. So, you know, we'll just get the information and have a discussion amongst ourselves with a council. And then we can bring that information back to, you know, the
okay,
legislators.
Whatever you guys want to do, it's fine with me.
Now, is it okay if we ask the county attorney, do you want to be?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so at least so legal's coordinated between the two
right,
entities.
Right, and we're all hearing the same thing then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't want to do anything that's going to go back and end up costing the county even more money.
Yeah. No, well, yeah.
I guess you guys got to decide on your side of what your long-term want to be. And,
yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And I think this will help, right? This will give some options, you know,
yeah.
a couple of different tracks, and then whatever works for the majorities, you know.
And then I have a question about the consulting agreement. I think there's been some talk that the consultant's supposed to report to the LDC. Are you familiar with that, Mr. Freo? I've reviewed the consulting agreement a few times, and honestly, I got to tell you, it's kind of a confusing document. So if there is reporting that needs to be done, I think, you know, maybe we can talk about that with Harris Beach. We can ask them to review the consulting agreement and see what responsibilities the LDC has with the consultant at the current time. Okay.
Whatever we should have, get it on the list that we need to
okay.
talk to about.
And then we'll...
All right.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Right.
Motion? Do you want a motion?
Oh,
a motion?
No. We're way too quick for you.
Oh,
fastest hand in the West.